Good afternoon and welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. How are you doing? Today is Saturday, April 28th, 2007. It's 3:30 and I'm here, Tom Meglia, your financial planner, financial coach, estate planner, business consultant. How are you? I'm here to talk about knowing God's economy and understanding what God's economy is and how to apply it to your normal and everyday life. It's great to be here. It's great to talk about God's word and to discuss how to apply his financial discussions and teachings, Bible economics, to living. Now, when we talk about this every time, I want to remind you of the website so that you can get educated on aspects of money and finances and economics. Sign up for the newsletter, the free newsletter, online or by mail by going to the website www.theeconomyofgod.com. And you can hear past radio broadcasts, if you have a talking computer, by going to the archive of past shows and pull up the one you'd like to listen to. I've talked about many topics so far: ownership, stewardship, giving, contentment, all kinds of things, children, families, everything that has something to do with money and finances in God's economy. So let's get started. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 begins every single program. Are you ready for it? 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that means all the Bible is true, all scripture, God-inspired. That lays the groundwork for understanding that God's economy is what God says and what God thinks. That's why there's over 2,200 verses in the Bible about finances, talking about every imaginable topic and subject related to economics. And that's what my job is to coach people and help them understand what to do with their finances, how to do it, and the way to glorify and honor God with what belongs to Him, what belongs to Him only. Remember the four anchors of God's economy. Number one, God is the owner. God is the owner of everything. Number two, we are to be stewards. Our role is to be manager or steward of what belongs to God. Number three, the first part of stewardship, or first order of stewardship, is to be abundant and cheerful, willing givers. And number four, contentment is what we strive for as Christians. Contentment is what we strive for. Those are the four anchors. And with all of that, the great accounting still to come. The great accounting of everything we've done, which will be judged and looked at by God on Judgment Day as we stand before the Lord. So four anchors plus the great accounting. Now, today we're talking about giving, anchor three. This is program eight on giving, program eight of a 12-part series on giving. We've talked about giving for seven consecutive weeks, covered seven different ideas or topics within the subject of giving or the anchor of giving. And now we're on program number eight. And today we're going to the book of Acts. Ready? Here's the book of Acts. Acts 2, 44 and 45. Here we go. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. That's Acts 2, 44 and 45. I'll read it again. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. This is a great economic principle in the subject of giving. You're probably wondering, why? Why is that a great economic principle in the subject of giving? The answer is because when you look at the book of Acts and you look what Peter and the apostles were doing, helping to bring people to the Lord, people who had the same mind. They had a common thought process, a common spirit. And that was of appreciation for being saved. Some were new believers. But they were definitely people that were saved on their way to heaven with the same principle in their mind, the same thought in their mind, and that was to give to those who had need. And in verse 45, it says they began selling their property and sharing with those that had need, selling their possessions, and giving away through the apostles in the early church so that those that had need were receiving. That is a very interesting passage of scripture about giving, especially when you look at the mindset of the church, the early church, the mindset of people newly saved, loving God, appreciative to God, and they were right where God wanted them to be. Freely giving to the point of selling their own property. Isn't that amazing? You know, in the story of Ananias and Sapphira, we talked, that's also in the book of Acts. Peter, you know, said to them, you know, hey, we have need, bring your property, sell land, sell whatever. We want to distribute it. We want to give it away. We want to help the poor. And Ananias and Sapphira lied. They didn't bring their property, their land that they were supposed to have sold. They held back and were killed right on the spot. They fell dead right on the spot. And this is the opposite, where in chapter 2:44, the believers were willing. Listen to this. They were willing. They were agreeable. They wanted to be of unity, not divisiveness, and sell property and possessions and give to those that had need. That is opposite of so many people's thinking in this world, in society. People who think, I'm not selling my property. I'm not going to sell my possessions. I'm not going to give that away. If I do that, I won't have it. Selfish. Selfishness. They were thinking, why would we do this? That's what people think nowadays. So many people think, I would never part with my property and possessions. Those that have need are just out of luck. Those that have need, too bad for them. Good for me, too bad for them. That kind of thinking is not part of God's economy. In God's economy, we need to think about those that are less fortunate, those that have need, those that are poor, those that have special needs, the disabled especially, the widow, the sick, the orphans. We've got to be thinking about them. We're not to be as Christians, oh, I've got mine, too bad you don't have yours. That's not what God wants us to do. And on page 93 in my book, Knowing the Economy of God, where you can get that off the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com, Jesus said this. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 19:21. If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. So there's two places in scripture now that really nail this down. Today's program number 8 on Anchor 3 Giving of the 12-part series. God is saying to us, be willing. Be in a place where your heart is so in love with Almighty God that you would even sell something. You would even give it away for the benefit of others, to those that have need. That's mercy and love. Think about what the person on the other end must be thinking who doesn't have anything and they're receiving something they never expected. What do you think they're going to do? What would you do? What have you done when you were given something that you never thought would be given to you? Or it just blew your mind. You knew it wasn't from any person's heart, but from God, straight from God. I know I've received things in the past that I was like, wow, Lord, thank you. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. And that's what they do too. They thank God. They thank God because they know, people know, it's a loving heart that was motivated to sell and give things away. Okay, so this is the scripture right there. And we need to be thinking, what does this word mean? Even if you disagree with me and don't agree with what I think it means, look at the word, the Bible, the scripture yourself, and think about it for yourself. What does it mean? What does it mean? Acts 2:44 and 45. What does that mean to you? It's very, very important. So this is why we need to read the word. And if we don't agree on what it means or the context, delve into it, investigate it, go online, ask your pastor, your friends, get Bible commentaries, examine this passage. And before the break, I want to ask all of us a question, me too. What would it take for us to sell our possessions, sell our property, bring it to the needs of people for the glory of God to bless others? What kind of a person do we need to become? How about trusting God, too, when we don't have that asset that we were hoping to hold on to forever? And thinking about how we obtained it in the first place in order to have an opportunity to give it away. We're coming up to the break. We'll talk about application after the break. Give me a call sometime, 800-386-3700. We'll talk further or schedule a meeting.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, welcome back. Let's talk about application to normal and everyday life, okay, of what we just learned in God's economy. In God's economy, I think we need to realize, number one, in application, the two things need to happen before we get to the point of selling our possessions and giving away property. Two things need to happen, okay? Isn't that amazing? Here's your lowly financial advisor with a financial planner with a face for radio telling you two things need to happen before we get to the point where we sell our property and possessions. What do you think those two things are? What do you think those two things are? Well, one is appreciation. When we appreciate what God has done for us, it drives us to motivation, which drives us to good works. The book of James says, faith without works is dead. I don't know how we can have no works backing up faith. If we really truly have faith, why, you say? Because the fact that I'm saved from hell by my sin, through my sin, because of my sin, and the gratitude I have that God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to save me and you, that motivates me. I'm going to heaven. I receive God's free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9. Go read it. That makes me thankful. that thankfulness makes me appreciate what God has done for me and is doing for me through this day. That makes me feel awesome. And that appreciation makes me want to give and want to share. How can't I? How can I not give and share back when I know what God has done for me? I'm ashamed of myself if I did that. So two things need to happen before we get to the point of selling our property, selling our possessions, and giving them to the poor and those that have need. And that's one of them, an appreciation for what God does and did and will do for us. That's really awesome. And secondly, the fact that as a steward, the first order of stewardship is to be an abundant, willing, and cheerful giver. And that's why we're abundant, cheerful, willing givers. It's because God owns it all. He saved us from hell. He's given us heaven through Jesus, all who believe in the Lord and have our Savior as Christ Jesus. And that property isn't mine anyway. It's for God to use and let us know where and when and how He wants that money and property to be used. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we will do. We're willing to place it at God's feet through churches, ministries, missionaries, parachurch ministries, other needs, and allow it to be used for God's glory. That's why we sell property and possessions, because it's His, and we want to be givers through appreciation of what God did for us. And that's why faith without works is dead in the book of James. But faith with works is alive. Faith with works is alive. Faith without works is dead. So that's why I'm so motivated and so willing to give. I am so grateful. Without God, I'm through. I'm dead. I'm nothing. With God, I'm so grateful. I want to sell things and give it away and do things for people. Absolutely. And Jesus said, if you do that, you'll be complete and you'll store treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven. And that's where we need to be thinking and to be looking. And I meet people all the time that are like that. They want to give money away, time, talent, visiting the sick, visiting the poor, helping the poor, visiting those in hospitals, convalescent homes, playing music for God, being a steward of their talent, time, and all of this. Because it comes from a deep-rooted emotional and spiritual gratitude to Almighty God. And I met someone just the other day, an older lady. She's 73. I'll use her name as Agnes, not her real name. But boy, the thing she gives, she is so in tune and on top of giving. She gives of her time. She gives of family. She gives of friendship, money, helps out at the church. She does so many things. She's down in the city of Paramount near East Los Angeles, and she's a true giver. 73 years old. And I just love her attitude. I just love how she is a great saint for the Lord. And that's what we need to do. And that's today's lesson, Program 8 on a 12-part series on giving, Anchor 3 on giving. And, you know, if you want to really know what the word anchor means, go to Webster's, and you'll see what the dictionary says about the word anchor. And you'll understand why I've made the four anchors of God's economy into ownership, stewardship, giving, and contentment with a huge helping of the understanding of the accounting to come. We want God to find us as good and faithful stewards. Now, if you need a financial plan, a budget, you'd like to understand, how do I take this and get someone to counsel me and coach me to apply all of this to my finances for today, my finances for this day, for the present and the future, then you find me, Financial Planner Tom Meglia, 800-386-3700, or the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. If you're single, married, young or old, whatever status, and you really need a financial planner that knows what they're doing, but cares about God's word, to have that override any American or outside financial technique, then give me a ring. Because that's what we'll do. We'll talk about what God would want you to do in the finances he's put under your wings. Now, do we do everything perfect? No. By grace are we saved, and by the grace of God go we. We don't do everything right all the time, and that's okay. God's grace covers it. We're not under legalism, but we are motivated to continue to try and try better and do things better. I remember an old junior high coach who would say to me at the track when we were doing our track and all that, Meglia, you're not doing your push-ups right. Take another lap around the track. And I'm like, aw, coach, no. He's like, well, take two laps now. So sometimes we have to have God's fatherly teaching, instruction, rebuking, and correcting to make us more refined. To make us more refined in God's character. The character of His Son, Christ Jesus. That's our example. And sometimes we go through struggles. People call me all the time, in fact, every day, with trouble, problems, difficulties financially. And oftentimes, there needs to be something learned in humility that God is trying to teach. Is that hard to do? Yes. In this society, no one wants to be told, you're sinning, you're doing something wrong, you're making a mistake. Who wants to hear that? Not in our society, that's for sure. But God is the teacher and the coach. So if you need a financial plan or you have some questions, give me a call. We can talk about finances, financial planning, long-term estate planning, and really get things together so that we can get out of these ruts and live with freedom and peace in God's economic system. Is it different than the U.S. way? Sure. Or other countries' way? Of course. But don't you want to be different as a Christian? I know I do. I want God to say, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my kingdom. And that's why every week on this program, we talk about one more concept. There's so many scriptures, it'll last forever practically. Because the Bible is God's written, perfect word. With over 2,200 scriptures on money, the most talked about subject of anything in the Bible. And Jesus said, where your heart is, there your treasure will also be. Does that mean you can't have a house to live in or a car to drive? No, no one is saying that. But God does meet our needs. And by gratitude, we want to be givers. Faith with works is alive. So bless you. Here's the closing prayer called the Prayer of Change. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now for all those that are listening, Lord, some worldwide, not just LA County, some in India, Pakistan, Malaysia. Lord, we get emails, Lord, as you know, from all over the world on oneplace.com saying that they hear this program and like it. Lord, help us to change and to be the kind of people that Peter was talking to and talking about in Acts 2, 44 and 45, and that Jesus spoke of, to sell our possessions and give them to the poor and to follow Him. Give us the faith, Lord, the strength, the wisdom to do what You want us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week is program number 9 of the 12-part series on giving, Anchor 3. And if you want to read the book, please call us or email us. Get the book, Knowing the Economy of God, off the website, theeconomyofgod.com. And give me a ring for an appointment, 800-386-3700. That's 1-800-386-3700. Let's do things God's way. We will be blessed. Have a great weekend. Catch you next Saturday, May 5th. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.